David Lucas Burge Ear Training Library for Musical Excellence. The Perfect Pitch Ear Training Super Course, Masterclass 20.
Solo keyboards. All right, we're now going to do a little different drill. We're going to have white singles two times, followed by one black single. Very simple. G, E, B flat. There's our black one. We're not doing as many single tones now. See, we're narrowing it down. Before we had four singles and one black tone. Then we went to three singles. Now it's only two. Then our second drill is two white singles followed by two black singles. Now we've evened it out. Two white, two black. Three verification rounds of 10. Your fourth drill is two white harmonic doubles followed by one black harmonic double. And your fourth drill is two white harmonic doubles followed by two black harmonic doubles. You know what to do. That's your assignment. For solo guitarists, we're going to use our A string. Then any two tones melodically, E-flat, B-flat. That's your first drill, A string, and then two tones melodically. And then we do A string and two tones harmonically, E-B. We'll do two verification rounds of 20. That is your complete assignment. For our ear training meditation, you can go ahead and experiment with triples. You know what to do. Team players. Now we're going to take our two diminished seventh chords that we were working with last time and put them together. Wow! This means we're going to have eight tones all at once using the diminished seventh dizzy pattern, and we're simply going to identify tones in those patterns together. So take all eight of your tones and drill each other back and forth using only the eight tones in our chords. We're going to leave out all the other tones. Again, if you have a difficulty with this drill, you can always go back to your full C major or A major scales with your added tones and then come back again. That will give you more of a feeling of home base than when we just use our diminished seventh chords. So don't be afraid to backtrack here again. We're getting very close to pitch color discrimination. Some of you may now begin to feel the colors very strongly. By strongly, I mean that you feel a difference between the tones. You'll get the tones because you feel them. A G feels like a G. All along, we've been saying color hearing and talking in terms of hearing colors. But remember, all along, I've also said that colors are really feelings. So now I'd like you to think in terms not of color hearing, but color feeling. Let's think that way now. We'll still also feel the relationship strongly. This G has a relationship with C. Absolutely, and that's fine. Remember, we'll never actually get rid of the feeling of relationships. We don't want to. It's not that our relationships are going to be replaced by feelings of color. No, no. The feelings of relationship will always be there because the C will always have the same relationship to a G. And a G will always have this relationship to an E. So we never lose the feeling of relationship. We never try to block out any feeling of relationship. We simply add the feeling of color, this ability to feel, oh, this is the G. Oh, this is the E. Our feeling, which lets us discriminate pitches independently as well. You see what I'm saying? Our ear is undergoing a phase transition now. It's like from ice to water. We're gaining more and more perfect pitch. The feeling of relative pitch is not going to drop off. I'm going to repeat that again. Don't think that the feeling of relative pitch is going to drop away. It's just that the feeling of home base will be replaced by a feeling of independence. That even when you hear this G, whether you feel a home base anywhere else or not is not important. You will know the G independently. So continue.